as we promised. Penny Hardaway joins us now. Good morning, Coach. There's a lot of things I want to talk to you about, and we'll get into the roster and this crazy offseason that you've had already. But this is newsworthy. It became official yesterday that the NCAA tournament is expanding. Now, I don't know if this helps mid-majors or if it's just going to help the Power Five, but it is significant. Your thoughts on the NCAA getting bigger? Good morning.
It's okay. I'm old school. But, you know, it's such a great tournament. I hate to mess with it, but since they've already made the changes, I think it'll help the Power Five more. I don't think it'll help the mid-majors more. But, I mean, I'm happy if it helps the entire, you know, college experience for more teams to get in.
You I don't know if you saw this. Our old buddy John Calipari said, you know, he wasn't crazy about the expansion either, much like you. But he said if they are, then that mid-majors need to be given more leeway. It shouldn't all go to the bigger power schools. I got the sense that this was made for that, for the Big Ten and the SEC in particular.
Yeah, because the Big East. I think the Big East teams that felt like they've gotten, you know, haven't been handled properly when it came on Selection Sunday. It gives them an opportunity to get more teams. And I just don't see it being in the best benefit of mid-majors more so than the Power Five schools.
You don't see the American getting an extra team in other words?
No, I really don't. Because they don't respect the American enough. I wish they would, but they don't respect it enough.
All right, let's go to the end of last year, and you come back, and you have this press conference, and then you have maybe the craziest offseason I've ever seen with building a staff, building a team. Has this been your most laborious offseason ever?
Well, I want to first, you know, address this because I never got a chance to address my coaches from last year.
Okay.
You know, Roy Rogers, Mike Davis, and J.J., Jermaine Johns will be with me forever. We gave the best coaching job that I felt like that we have ever had to give because there was a lot of adversity on this team last year. You know, Roy Rogers did me a favor by coming in for 1 year. He always wanted to go back to the NBA. I locked in on him and just asked him to give me 1 year. Mike Davis, who just got a job at Mississippi Valley, definitely was going to give me his last year. I actually talked him into like an extra year, and he was always leaving. And Jermaine Johnson was ready to soar his wings. So those guys weren't fired. They were guys that were already moving on. It looked like it was a firing, and I know it announces that. But those guys were moving on regardless. And I have to say that first because they did a wonderful job with me, with what we had. The reason why we got into that situation is because I was waiting on Dane, his waiver. We worked really hard with the compliance department to try to get Dane eligible. It didn't work. Really hurt my feelings, especially allowing these G League guys to come back into play after being in the G League and not letting Dane come back. And then PJ, we had to wait to see what PJ Haggerty was going to do. We went out and got guys that we felt like were going to get the job done. We didn't get it done. It falls on my lap. I've taken full responsibility for it. Ed and I have talked about it. Do I think it was firing worthy? No, I really don't. I don't think it was firing worthy. I think there's a lot of stuff that we have to do as a university, and we're doing that right now with the help of Dr. Hargrave and Dr. Ed Scott. We're working hard together to try to make this thing work and get it better. My job, Dave, has been going out in the community already this year for the last 3 weeks and fighting to get people back in the stands, man, getting with the athletic department and putting a ticket deal together that will help us get more people back in the stands and make this Tiger basketball thing be how it used to be. This roster is a really good roster. We got a chance to start early, and we put some really good pieces together.
It seems as if, and I don't want to say in the past you didn't have a plan, but it seems as if you've really refined that plan with this particular roster build, where you've gotten a guy who we think could be an alpha. You've gotten role guys. You've gotten your point guard that seems to be a guy who can dish or score. Was there a real purpose with the way you put this roster together so far?
Yeah, there was definitely a real purpose. We put the names on the board that we wanted to go out the early. We didn't have to wait on anybody to see if they're going to come back or not. We really put ourselves in position to go after the guys that we wanted. And we actually got everybody that we wanted with the exception of maybe two guys.
Hmm.
But that's pretty daggone good. I mean, I think that the guys that we really wanted, we got. And we built the team off, like I said, playmaking, got more shooting this year than we've had since Lester Quinones, Tyler Harris, and Landers Nolly.
That's pretty good.
Those were three of the best shooters I've ever seen in my life and that I've ever coached. And I played in the NBA, so those guys could shoot it. We're trying to get some guys that could be on the same page. You know, you're not going to find another Tyler Harris, another Lester Quinones, or Landers Nolly from a shooting perspective, but you can get close. And hopefully these guys will come in and help us. But it was, and then now we're finishing off with the big. We got the forwards that we need, the wings that we need, and the guards that we need. Now we got to finish off with the big. And Cornelius is, you know, a great addition.
He's your start at that position. I hear you got a couple of guys in this weekend. Do you want to fill every position, all 15 guys, or would you sign one of the bigs that you are flirting with right now and keep a spot open like you did for Naquan Tomlin a couple of years ago?
Yeah, that's my plan, Dave, unless something sweet comes into play where we just can't help but go ahead and do the deal. I mean, it's going to take something, a very sweet deal, for us not to have 14. I think to get one more big is what we're looking for, and that'll get us at 14, and then we'll chill and see where that lands us in the future, unless we get an opportunity to sign somebody that we didn't think we'd have an opportunity to, like one of these fifth-year guys that a waiver goes through for them and they're eligible and we can get them. So that's probably about it.
Yeah, you mentioned eligibility. What do you think of the plan that has been proposed where student-athletes would get 5 years total, no red shirt, gray shirt, medical shirt, nothing? You get 5 years. If you play all five, great. If you don't, after 5 years, it's up. Would you go for that?
Yes, I would. I think that's protecting the field, Dave. I think that's not just looking at one person or a couple people who – and it will be unfortunate if guys have injuries throughout that 5 years and just only get a chance to play two or three. But for the majority and the field, good morning, the majority and the field, it would be great for, because they'll have an opportunity to not have to be able to transfer all over the place. They'll have to be committed to something, and I think that'd be good. And then you won't have all these older guys just hanging around just to get NIL.
I know you've gone and had dinner with a couple of people. I know you are really pressing it hard. You're talking about selling tickets, and I suspect you are gathering NIL money as much as you possibly can. Give me your ticket plan. You are going out and seeing people. What exactly are you doing?
We're actually putting it together, myself and Dr. Ed Scott and Tim Duncan in the athletic department. We both agreed, Dr. Scott and I, that we need to fill those seats up. We need to get it back to where it was, and I made the idea of going to the churches in town and meeting with the pastors and getting the pastors to commit to maybe buying a ticket, getting the next ticket free, or really, really good seats in the arena to fill those arenas up. There are a lot of Tiger fans that are in these churches, and we want to give them the ability and the opportunity to come to the games. And I have been nonstop moving since the season's been over, going around and meeting with people, you know, with NIL, and basically trying to get people to get back into the stands. Obviously, you got to have a product on the floor that everybody's going to be proud of. That's also what I'm doing, you know, just trying to raise enough money for all of us to just put a product on the floor that everybody's going to be proud of and get us past the first round.
What do you think it takes, NIL money, to win the American? What do you think it takes, NIL money, to make the Final Four these days?
Well, that's kind of a twofold question. It's a question that's kind of weird, because Kentucky has $20 million and they haven't gotten to a Final Four.
I know.
So it's not like that $20 million is going to get you to the promised land. It's going to give you an opportunity to have a team that can get you to the promised land. But I'm thinking to be competitive in everything, not just the AAC. I think in the AAC is going to take about seven. But overall, I think 10 is a great number. That's not sustainable, obviously. We're trying our best to just be as competitive as we can, because Dr. Hargrave and Dr. Scott both want to win. We want to win. And I'm thinking, just realistically, just watching and looking at the numbers on everybody that's at least getting to a Sweet 16, unless you get lucky, there hasn't been many teams under 10 that have actually done that.
So 10 to get to the Sweet 16, 7 to really
Sweet 16 or better. Now, 10 could get you to a Final Four.
Yeah.
It really could.
Well, you know, Texas spent $40 million on a football team last year. It didn't work. You mentioned Kentucky. You've got to have the money, but you got to spend it the right way, right?
Yeah, you do have to spend it the right way. What it does is it just affords you to put a product on the floor that everybody wants to see every night. And at the university right now, we're just fighting and scrapping. I'm out in the community meeting with a lot of people, just trying to unite the city. I have a meeting with the mayor this month to try to pull the city together. My job before I leave the University of Memphis is to put this school back into position, or help put the school back into position where everybody's proud of. Well, we had the stands full, us making it to Sweet 16s, Elite Eight, Final Fours, and doing it. And that's what we all want.
I am curious. I know you're working close with Dr. Scott. What were your thoughts when he mentioned maybe coaches ought to start contributing to their own NIL?
I don't disagree with that. I think that that's happening around the country. He's not just speaking that, like, just to be speaking it. There are coaches, football coaches, I don't know how many basketball coaches, that have invested in themselves and invested in their own programs to assure that, you know, that they get the team that they need to get out there on the floor.
Chip Kelly.
And that's the main reason why I'm out in the community. I'm trying to raise as much money as I can for the athletic program, for our best men's basketball, again, to put the product out there that everybody wants. This city wants us to win. And, you know, we're not resting over here. We're going to keep pushing, because at the end of the day, you have to have the money to put the roster out on the court that people want to see and have an opportunity to get to a Sweet 16, Elite Eight, or a Final Four.
How have those efforts gone? Do you think you're on?
No, we've had some success.
Good.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to spend the entire summer and actually the entire season doing just that, because that's what our city deserves. Our city deserves that. You know, I'm just going to, you know, just keep pushing as hard as I can all summer to build what we need to build, and just keep trying to, after we get the roster set, then the next phase is to get people back in the stands. The athletic department is willing to work with people, and we just got to get that arena feel, because just having that sixth man back, having people excited about Tiger basketball all over again. Because a couple years ago, even when we had PJ Haggerty and we won 29 games in a regular season and the conference tournament, we really weren't a packed arena. We have got to get the arena packed again and get those people back and the fans back into the stands.
Your non-conference schedule is incredible. As always, this is like the third or fourth year in a row where you just take on so many top 25 teams. I noticed you did not get into that Vegas tournament. They got 24 teams. That's getting kind of tied up by the Big 12 and mostly Power 4 teams. That's the NIL tournament in Vegas, where I guess teams get a lot of money for their players out of that deal. But there are other METs, multi-event tournaments that are going on. Have you guys figured that one out yet for this year?
We're going to the Bahamas.
Oh,
it's
going to
be us, Penn State, Wake Forest. We're going back to the Bahamas. I don't know what the other team is going to be, but we're going back to the Bahamas. Playing the University of Dayton in Chicago, at Chicago Bulls Stadium. So, you know me, Dave.
I know.
Ever since I stepped on campus, except with the exception of the very first year when Coach Tubby already had a schedule pretty much together, from the second year on, I've just went after the heavy hitters. That's why we really have to get to 10 million. We have to get to the 10 million or 9 million, because it's not just the conference. We know winning a conference is huge. We want to win conference championships. That's what we're about. Definitely to win conference, but for us to beat the Power Fours, we have to play them. You got to play them, you got to put a product on the floor. So that's why I'm always fighting for more, because we don't play a cupcake schedule. Do I really feel like, and I don't think anybody could argue this, if we just played a cupcake schedule and played all these low-ranking teams around these teams that are not P4s, that are the low-major teams, and play the first 12 games and maybe have one hard P4 game, that we couldn't be 11-1 or 12-1 going into conference and win 25-plus games a year, having an easy schedule? I really feel like we could. Even with last year's group, if we play a soft schedule, we're just not playing a soft schedule, because we want to give ourselves multiple opportunities to get ourselves into the NCAA tournament. With non-con, having an automatic bid, and with the conference, actually winning conference tournament and having another opportunity there. So I'm always going to be that guy that's trying to put us in position to play the best of the best. But, again, we got to put the product on the floor that's going to be able to do it. And we've done that in the past, except with the exception of last year.
Is the Bahamas tournament Bahamar or Atlantis this year?
Atlantis.
Okay. Well, you're definitely willing to play anybody, anytime, anywhere. So I look forward to it. You're just about done with the schedule, aren't you? Now that you got this?
Yeah, we're just about done with it.
All right. Coach, I appreciate your time today. I know you're working hard. $10 million. That's a lot of money to raise. It must be killing your golf game.
Oh, yeah, my golf game sucks. But you know what? I'm going to do it for the city, man. That's my whole purpose. I'll get a chance to play golf when it's time. But for right now, I have to keep fighting, keep scrapping, man. We're all in this together.
All right. Go get yourself a big guy. I know they're meeting you today. So we appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you so much, Dave.
That is the coach. That is Penny Hardaway, the University of Memphis head coach on a lot of different fronts.